B-Pod Studios.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back. I'm James Campbell, and with me is Robbie Landis, as well as someone who's really bummed out because he's not able to make it to Pentakill, the League of Legends metal band's live performance last week. Weird beer.
I'm super bummed for two reasons. One, yeah, I want to go to a live music show.
I think we're all probably missing some live music for
but
sure.
But listen to how hard. This is supposed to be video game music. And you go, video game metal? What are you talking about? This frickin' rips.
Yeah.
Get hype, Robbie!
Like, you would think video game music sucks and that they don't know what they're doing. Yo.
Man, they teach entire classes on the influence of video game music in Japan.
This isn't an actual band. This is...
It is an actual band, but think of like the Gorillaz.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
It's like that.
They're animated.
They're a fictional band within the League of Legends universe that makes real music.
This is a heavy metal band that exists in the realm of League of Legends.
Yep. Yes. And Pentakill isn't the only one. KDA is a K-pop band composed of League of Legends champions.
Okay, so this is a heavy metal KDA.
Yep.
Wow, this blows my mind, the things that people are doing.
They also have, I believe, a hip-hop band within the universe called True Damage as well.
Wow, mm-hmm. All the genres. Mm-hmm. Yep. Who would have thought? When you think of heavy hitters in the gaming world, Sony is probably at the top of that list. They have the biggest names, and we expect the latest blockbuster titles to come out from them. But is the tank running on empty, and we just haven't noticed? The Last of Us 2 was a huge hit, but are they remaking the original again?
Yeah,
Robbie.
So there have been some rumors going around now that Sony is working on another remaster of The Last of Us 2, this time for the PlayStation 5.
It's at this point not a rumor.
But
how many times has the game been remade for
this will be the second time that it was replayed. Now, just to give you a little bit of context, The Last of Us 2 originally came out for the PlayStation 3 in 2013.
Wow, it's a PS3 title.
The Last of Us, the first one.
Yeah, sorry, The Last of Us. Okay. And then a year later, in 2014, they remastered it for the PlayStation 4.
So it's now, they just made it playable on the PS4.
So they like ported it up into
pretty much upscaled all the textures and stuff. But this is what really has people kind of, you know, up in arms against Sony. Isn't just the fact that they're remaking this game again.
Yeah.
It's that Sony had turned down the chance to remake the first Uncharted game and instead opted to now remake The Last of Us 2 a second time. Uncharted came out in 2007 on the PlayStation 3 and
14 years ago.
Hasn't had a remaster yet.
Not at all.
It's crazy because, like, when you read the reports that are coming out of Sony right now, the big thing is that there was another storyline in the reports about how a smaller studio called Sony Bend, right? They had originally pitched, hey, we want to make a sequel to Days Gone. We just talked about that, right? The zombie game.
That's the motorcycle zombie game.
Yes. Yeah, didn't do real well. No one really had a lot of interest in it.
But they were super passionate about it. And they were like, Sony came in and was like, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to start remaking The Last of Us. And then Sony Bend worked on it in secret, essentially, for months and months and months and months. And they finally quit doing it because they were like, Sony, you're not giving us money. You're not giving us any support to be able to do this stuff. And Sony was like, we don't care. You're a small studio. Shut up. Go work on something else. And they gave Naughty Dog the remake of it. So the storyline is, not only is Sony doubling down on these games that, like, They're milking the cow to death.
Yeah, essentially, it costs next to nothing to do a remaster compared to making a brand new game.
So you're thinking they're going to the well a few too many times.
You know what it feels like? It feels like movies. When movies, like, I don't know if you guys felt this, but there was like that switch in movie production houses where they stopped making as many original movies.
No original content. It's all remakes of stuff that came out when I was a child.
That's where the video game franchises may be heading, because it's like, how many times?
No,
here's the thing. It's actually even worse than the Hollywood comparison, because even when you do a remake, it's still new actors. It's new production. Like you're still making something new, but all the assets in a video game, they're already made. It takes significantly less money and effort to do a remake or a remaster than it does to do something original, but they're probably still going to charge you $60 for it. And guess what? we're still going to pay it. How many copies of Final Fantasy VII do you think I own?
Because it's down to like with The Last of Us, right? Joel and Ellie are still going to look like Joel and Ellie. They may like be nicer looking character models or whatever, but it's going to be the same story beats. Like,
by the way, you don't have to repay the voice actors when you re-release a game.
Yep. Really?
Because they get paid for the first time they record it.
Wow.
In most cases, they do not get stuff like residuals, and since that's already been recording, they reuse it. It is so much cheaper.
Well, voice actors need to look into their contracts there.
That's a whole thing.
So would you guys' attitude toward this whole situation change if maybe they announced Uncharted was actually going to be the game that they're going to remake?
Not really. Like, I think it's just more remake garbage, man. Like, I can't always be like, oh, give me all new games.
So
all
you
the
guys
time.
Would rather them say, here's The Last of Us 3 instead of remaking
been a Last of Us 3.
Okay, how about The Last of Us 4? There's four of those already.
Yeah.
How many The Last of Us? How can you call it The Last of Us and have 12 different titles?
It's
the last of nothing.
Sony is the largest company for developing games. It feels like you would want them to encourage more production.
You want to know why this, I think, really hits the hardest? Is we are at the start of a brand new console generation.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you just giving us remakes and upscales? Like, you should have brand new IPs to sell your... Oh, wait, no one can buy it because there are none.
Yeah, it's the Grand Theft Auto. Like, how many years have we now played Grand Theft Auto 5? Is it and everything like that? Like, it's 13 years that has been redone and redone and redone and redone.
But it keeps making money. The Grand Theft Auto keeps making...
It does.
All that cash.
Welcome to Remake Logic.
Gaming on a budget? We've got a game for free.
$3.99!
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
Checkpoint XP has you covered with the free game of the week.
Actually, we have a special one coming at you this week. We don't have just one, two, three. We have a whole slew of free games. Now, we've spent the past few weeks, you know, talking about how great stuff like the Xbox Game Pass is. But even the Xbox Game Pass, with all the games they have, does cost money. So this week, we wanted to outline some of the absolutely 100% free games that you can play on your Xbox Series X and S. And to start with one of my favorites,
well,
one
this
that
is
I
for,
still
this
play.
Is for the true broke boys.
That's
so this
right.
Is like,
so the true broke boys.
$0.
No matter, as long as I have an Xbox Series X.
If your kids
or
are coming
S.
at you being like, we need money for games, you just throw any number of these at them, right? First one, Apex Legends.
Super free.
You boot up Apex Legends, you might even be able to go up against me and Weirdbeard one of these nights.
And win.
Call of Duty Warzone, another battle royale, just like Apex Legends. Do you still play a little bit of Warzone here?
Set foot into the Warzone in probably a year now.
All right. Well, you know what your kids might be asking for you recently? They want some of that Monster Hunter, right? Mm. Mom, Dad, can we get Monster Hunter Rise? No, don't worry. You got Monster Hunter Rise at home. It's called Dauntless.
Two other really good ones. Fortnite is always free.
Obviously. But they might be wanting those V-Bucks, though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you also...
You gotta get the cool skins and emotes.
You don't want kids at school calling you a default.
Well, if you also don't want...
That's a thing.
It is.
That's a thing.
Another fun one for kids, especially that my kid plays, and they just went public to be able to trade on the U.S. Stock Exchange, Roblox. Mm-hmm. Dude, Roblox is... Huge.
Yep. Download that and help support Weirdbeard's retirement fund. Yeah,
now, if you're looking for something that's maybe not as monotonous, you know, it's not just the same gameplay loop over and over and over again, look at Neverwinter or Warframe, both free-to-play, massively multiplayer online games.
I've heard a lot about Warframe.
That actually have a story that goes along with it.
The way I always sell people on Warframe is I'm like, yo, have you ever seen an anime with giant robots? Pick this. It's without the anime. It's just giant robots.
I was going to say, is there a such thing as an anime without a giant robot in it?
Well, there's a whole slew of free games for you to play on your Xbox X, whatever it's called, on your Xbox Series X or your Series S if you have one. Coming up, we are becoming the Batman of video games. Can we be the world's greatest detectives and figure out which April Fool's pranks are real or fake? Can you catch the lies that we miss? Find out next on Checkpoint XP.
Your home for esports and video games.
Step into the secret lair of the great Landis and Professor Awesome on The Other Identity. Join in for the story of the century as Robbie Landis and Marvel alumni Ben Morris team up to bring you the best and worst comic book opinions. Not sure what the best place is to jump into a new series? Check out the Essentials episodes for heroes like Black Panther and the Teen Titans. Discover a whole new world of superheroes and comics on The Other Identity. Download at checkpointxp.com or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.